Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In recent news, Blue Noroff hackers known for their financial crimes have been reported by Bleeping Computer to target Mac users with a novel malware, Object Seashells, allowing remote shell access on infected devices. Meanwhile, a fraudulent Ledger Live app in the Microsoft Store duped users out of $768,000 in cryptocurrency by posing as a legitimate crypto management tool. Additionally, the Ontario-based shared services provider Transform has disclosed a ransomware attack affecting over a quarter of a million patients. First, we're going to examine the IBM X-Force article that was published by their researchers who have flagged down a new variant of the notorious Gootloader malware known as Gootbot. This variant marks a significant shift in tactics by cybercriminals who have been using SEO poisoning to trick users into downloading malicious payloads disguised as legitimate business documents. Gootbot is sophisticated in its evasion techniques. Unlike its predecessors, it operates using a network of compromised WordPress sites, making it harder to track and stop since each Gootbot sample reports a different hard-coded C2 server. The infection process is sneaky and multifaceted. Victims are lured to download a file that unleashes a JavaScript file. This file then schedules tasks to maintain persistence and proceeds to run a PowerShell script, collecting system information and setting the stage for further malicious activities. One of those activities is to establish Gootbot, which not only harvests data, but also allows attackers to move laterally across networks. By communicating with its C2 server every minute, Gootbot can execute additional PowerShell tasks, widening the scope of the attack. In our second story, we have the North Korean hacker group Blue Noroff, who is actively targeting macOS users with a new malware dubbed Object Seashells, which facilitates remote access to compromised Macs. Recognized for their financial crimes, Blue Noroff has a history of attacking cryptocurrency platforms and various financial entities worldwide. JAMS malware researchers have identified Object Seashells malware, which communicates with a command and control domain set up to appear like a legitimate cryptocurrency exchange. This domain is actually a facade for Blue Noroff's operations, used to reach out to potential targets under the pretense of beneficial partnerships or investments. The malware itself, developed in Objective-C, is part of a larger, more complex infection process. It enables the attackers to execute commands remotely on affected macOS devices, including both Intel and ARM Macs. Although its operation is relatively straightforward, it is an effective tool for the hackers to achieve their objectives, usually at a late stage in a multifaceted attack involving social engineering. Blue Noroff, which operates under the larger Lazarus Group umbrella, has been linked to numerous international attacks on cryptocurrency startups, and the US government sanctioned them along with other associated groups for their role in directing stolen assets back to the North Korean regime. According to the United Nations report, these groups have cumulatively siphoned an estimated $2 billion through cyber attacks on financial institutions and cryptocurrency exchanges. Notably, FBI investigations tied Blue Noroff to the massive hack of Axie Infinity Ronin Network Bridge, where they looted hundreds of millions in cryptocurrency. And for our last story of the threat landscape overview, we have a fake Ledger Live app named Ledger Live Web3 in the Microsoft Store, which has reportedly scammed users out of approximately $768,000 in cryptocurrency. The app, which appeared on the Microsoft Store since at least October 19th, was only recently identified as fraudulent, leading to its removal. Cryptocurrency enthusiasts like Zach XBT sounded alarm about the phony applications on November 5th, which was subsequently removed by Microsoft on the same day. However, by that time, the scammers had already transferred a substantial amount of cryptocurrency from their victims. The fraudulent app didn't put too much effort into appearing genuine, as evidenced by its copy description from the legitimate app's Apple Store listing and the lack of credible ratings, supporting the just a 5-star review from a so-called official dev. ZackXPT's warnings came after he was contacted by several victims who had lost funds to the scam. One of the victims shared on Reddit how they had lost their life savings of $26,500 shortly after entering the recovery seed phrase into the fake Ledger Live app. A second wallet linked to the scam accumulated around $180,000 from unspecified victims. And now for our vulnerability dispatch. Veeam has recently taken on decisive actions to fortify the security of its Veeam One IT monitoring and analytics tool by resolving multiple vulnerabilities, including two that were deemed critical due to their severity and potential impact. The most severe vulnerability tagged as CVE-2023-38547 and, with a CVSS score of 9.9 out of 10, posed a significant risk by allowing an unauthenticated attacker to extract information about the SQL Server connection the Veeam One uses, potentially enabling remote code execution. Another critical vulnerability identified as CVE-2023-38548 and with a CVSS score of 9.8 out of 10 could be exploited by an unprivileged user with access to the Veeam One web client, acquire the NTLM hash of the account running the Veeam One reporting service. This flaw specifically affects version 12 of Veeam One. The swift action to mitigate risk follows on the heels of another significant security update in March, where Veeam tackled a high severity flaw in its backup and replication software. This vulnerability could have allowed for an unauthenticated user to access and manipulate backup systems with potential for code execution as the system user. Our second story of the vulnerability dispatch is related to a cyber threat group known as SideCopy, who are capitalizing on the WinRAR security flaw to orchestrate attacks against Indian government sectors, deploying an array of access trojans like Alokarol Rat, Aresrat, and Dirat. This group, linked to Pakistan and active since 2019, is believed to be associated with the Transparent Tribe, also known as APT-36, and has a history of targeting entities in India and Afghanistan. An enterprise security firm highlighted SideCopy's sophisticated attacks, which are not only aimed at Windows but also Linux systems, particularly following India's move to adopt Linux-based OS called MyOS in the government and defense sectors. The attackers have been using phishing tactics, employing lures such as India's Defense Research and Development Organization to spread their malware. The campaigns involve two strands of attack, one deploying Golang-based ELF binary to set up the Linux version of AresRat, enabling file enumeration, screenshots, and file transfers, and another exploiting CVE-2023-38831 in WinRAR to execute malicious code on Windows systems to introduce various trojans. And now for a ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. A shared service provider, Transform, has reported a ransomware attack that has resulted in the exposure of a database containing information on 5.6 patient visits impacting about 267 unique individuals. This organization, founded by five hospitals in Erie Street, Clare, Ontario, manages IT supply chain and accounts payable for these healthcare facilities. The cyber attack occurred in late October and led to significant operational disruptions at the five hospitals within the Transform's network, including Blue Water Health. The disruptions necessitated the rescheduling of appointments and the redirection of non-emergency cases. Transform has since confirmed the nature of the attack and the data exfiltration, but has stated their decision is not to pay the ransom. The compromised data includes a file server hosting employee data and a shared drive space utilized by the hospitals. Blue Water Health confirmed that the exposed data does not include clinical records. However, the specific stolen files are still under review. Transform is asking for patience as the investigation continues to determine the full extent and nature of the exposed data. The incident underscores the growing concern of ransomware attacks on healthcare providers, which can have far-reaching implications for patient privacy and hospital operations. As we wrap up today's discussion on the shifting cyber threat landscape, we'd like to leave you with a reminder of the importance of the vigilance in our connected world. The tales of malware infiltration, fraudulent application, and ransomware breaches underscores the need for robust cybersecurity measures. Whether you're safeguarding your personal data or securing enterprise networks, staying ahead on these threats is more crucial than ever. So I wanted to thank you one more time for tuning into this podcast, keeping your software updated, your data backed up, and your digital life secured. Until next time, maintain your cyber defenses and keep the conversation about online safety going. This has been the Dark Web Detective, signing off. Over and out.